Friday, September the 21st, first partial day of fall, summer gonzo, about midday, mid-afternoon, somewhere, it depends on where you are, obviously. But it, really, one of the things that's obvious here is as the world turns, the earth turns, the start of fall is at the same moment, it just takes place at a different time. Does that make any sense?
Sort of-ish.
Yeah, kind of. Anyway, it's chillier here than it has been. I guess that's a part of the routine. One wonders what the future is weather-wise. A big adventure. Looking forward to the fall season, then into wintertime, and then it cycles back around again.
Christmas decorations are out.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. Halloween everywhere. Sooner or later, those who win are those who think they can. The cards are dealt. I have a friend who talks about the way cards you have. The cards are dealt to you, and you play the hand in, you know, any number of ways. But every day, I think, we all face a new deck of cards. You can carve out a niche for yourself. You can imagine what the future is going to be. You can intend the power of intention. You hear a lot of that discussion lately. I was around some folks last night, talked a lot about the power of intention. And it is. It's what do you intend for? What is it right now you're intending for this hour, Jennifer? Or what are you intending for your day today?
I'm intending to be bright and funny, and I'm intending to get rid of my sore throat and my stuffy nose.
All right. That's good. Yeah. So how are you preparing to do that? What will you do that will bring you the results that you intend to create?
Whiskey? I don't know.
Well, that's something to think
I'm going
about.
To focus on the positive. How is
that's
that?
Good. That's very good. You can, you'll become successful. Just keep in mind what your desired goal is.
What are you focusing on today?
I am focusing on being a better communicator. For a person who makes his living talking.
Hey, that's what I just said this week.
Not particularly good sometimes at communicating.
To who?
And I say, to whom?
Yes.
To loved ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sometimes, and I think also it appears that sometimes I'm not great at communicating with the people I work with.
Just do it. Yeah. You're like Nike. Just do it.
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes I honestly feel like I'm misunderstood sometimes. But that has to be
so
back.
You feel like you get the information you want out and the people don't understand it, or you feel like you're not getting the proper information out?
No, I think that what happens is that I express myself in a way that is acceptable to me, but not acceptable to the people that I'm trying to communicate with.
Okay.
So
here's how it works with you.
Yeah.
Everything's in shorthand, even if you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand your shorthand, Doug's shorthand, you're not going to get the full message.
Well, but the idea is that the intention, to go back to the use of the word that I had with Jennifer, my intention is that it not be that way, that I change so my communication is clear. So that's the thing that I'm working on. And sometimes that roadmap, you know, it's sort of like what I've said many times when you talk to experts. They say, okay, you got to do this. Swell. How do I do it?
Right.
And that's where the conversation stops.
Right.
And so then you learn on your own, sometimes the hard way because you get kicked around a little bit, how to better phrase things or how. But then the people that you're loving and supporting and working with and helping, sometimes it doesn't hurt to have the back reflection of how is it I can better put what it is I'm trying to express.
Sure.
It depends on who the recipient is, frankly, as much as anything else.
Yep.
So,
see, I understand your shorthand.
Yeah, I know you do. Right. Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, what's the problem?
Yeah. Okay, I know you do. Thanks, Rich.
But it took me years.
And yes. I just laugh at your shorthand.
Maybe it took you years is the undercurrent there. If you look at one of your buttons there, you'll see something labeled Sentimental Journey.
In fact, I do.
Yeah, and I thought, this is the song I thought of as I was increasingly sort of wrapped around the space shuttle endeavor, the stops that it's making on its way to California, landed LAX at 11 o'clock Los Angeles time this morning, after having spent 3 days crossing the country, riding around at 1,500 feet, many dozens of different places, actually. This morning, they'll start in Northern California and fly around some of the areas up there that have been important to the space program, and then end up at LAX, as I said, at 11 o'clock. Yesterday, they flew around Gabrielle Giffords' home with her husband, Mark Kelly, who is the retired astronaut, who was the last person actually to fly in a shuttle as the program
ended last year. I think that's so cool that they did that.
Yeah. And they've been, there were a couple of Texas landmarks they flew over. They, I think, started the day in Houston yesterday, went to El Paso and then north of there. Wasn't it yesterday morning we had the calls from folks who were talking about what the traffic was like in El Paso?
Yes.
As the space shuttle, the shuttle and the plane flying around. It's just really kind of a neat reality. And we've said this, I don't want to be redundant, this week has been filled with reminiscing from my point of view. A lot of the folks that listen to us who have worked at the Kennedy Space Center and in that area around east of Orlando, that whole Space Coast area where we're heard on WMEL and WTTB and up north of there, it is a tough time for these people. So I tell the story about what's going on there, certainly from my own perspective of having seen a lot of this activity, but also in homage and honor to the people who work for 30 years on these various programs. A lot of them have spent their whole careers, and they don't want to retire, they don't want to go away, but they have to because the program's gone. And for that, I have more resentment aimed at the Bush administration and the Obama administration. I have more resentment about those two things, or with those two groups, than I have for anything else that they might have done that was malfeasance. And so now let's take the intention, that go back to that word, the intention. What is my intention, having said that, for the future? And it's one of those questions when you get around to it, I don't know. I would like, my intention would be to hope to promote this sort of thing in America so we could kind of get back to the inspiration that's necessary for more strength in our science programs, math programs, educational programs in general. You know, we've had the Chicago teacher strike this past week. And again, the power of intention there, 60% of those who start finish. So that means 40% of the people who start in the public schools of Chicago don't finish. Same thing is true. It's worse even in Los Angeles, right, Jennifer? I think the numbers are worse in Los Angeles.
Oh, terrible.
And in most of the big city schools around our country, we have this really serious problem. And the space program over the years has encouraged kids to stay in school, do well in school, pick up interest in certain things in school. We have zero inspiration. Now,
yeah,
in the
like
main.
The coolest job ever. I mean, how many kids used to always say, I want to be an astronaut? You don't see that anymore.
So then what do we do?
Now they want to design computer games and...
Yeah, because there's money in it. Everybody wants to do that which has money. Let's do this. We'll go to college
cool
and
learn
that.
That's the cool thing. Well, that's what
also
they're interested in now.
What more people than not say is, I want to make money. What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to make money. Oh, really? So that intention, they're setting that intention forward, and it's well and good to make money, but you make money just to make money? That doesn't usually end up in any good place. You got to have a good reason, and something good needs to come out of the work that you do to make the money. Money is great. Abundance is something that we all intend to have, or we like to have it, and yet it escapes many of us. Why is that? Why is it that one person, I mean, you want to take the terminology being used by those, the haves and the have-nots. Romney's got a lot of money. Well, Obama's got a lot of money, too, in comparison, not as much as Romney has. But he'll work his way. See, this is the, and I'm trying to pick away at something. Hopefully you get my drift. I'm trying to be a better expressor, Richie. Remember, John Pericall said I was an expressive.
That's right.
So here I'm trying to express something that is perhaps best described, or, if you will, I make the best comparison by taking Bill Clinton, who was broke when he became president, and through his 8 years of the presidency, became more broke until he got out of the presidency, and now he's worth $180 million. Okay? So Mitt Romney's worth $225 to $240 million. Bill Clinton's worth $180 million. He was broke when he got out of the presidency.
Oh, yeah, in debt.
In debt. So now that Bill Clinton is worth $180 million, I mean, who's examined that?
Or yeah, why is who's Bill Clinton not out of touch then?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think that what happens here is we have these, you know, the news media once again has usurped your ability to think for yourself, or you've allowed it to do that. If you think that Mitt Romney's a bad guy because he's been successful in his life and has created abundance and created jobs for people and done a lot. And this is not a political, by the way. I'm not on the bandwagon because I've made it clear I'm not going to vote for Mitt Romney, and I've made it clear why I'm not going to vote for him. But having said that, to listen to this specious argument back and forth with people saying that people who create things, wealth, for themselves and many other people are somehow bad, and it's better to suck off the public teat than it is to create something of your own. Thus, what Mitt Romney said about the 47% has, frankly, a lot of merit to it.
It does.
Bill Clinton, on the other hand, notice he says nothing about that. You will not hear Bill Clinton say a word. You haven't heard him say a word about this controversy, because if someone were to examine his wealth and what he has attained in the 12 years since he was president, he's pretty much in the same boat, pretty much in the same class as Mitt Romney is. And if you look back to other presidents, Jimmy Carter chose not to do what others have done to create a lot of wealth for themselves. But certainly the Bushes, no slouches. They're Republicans, and all Republicans are supposed to be like that, and Democrats aren't supposed to be like that. And you realize how foolish that is? That thinking is foolish. It really is, when you get right down to it. So I just
what's
thought
even more foolish is just holding people's successes against them. I think right. That is just, I don't want to apologize for the stuff that I've worked for.
I will never forget one of our hosts here went to the Occupy Wall Street camp up in New York when it was just really hot stuff. I mean, yeah. It was in the news every day, thousands of people hanging out there in the park. And he walked in this $2,000 suit and a sign that said, "I'm the 1%. Let's chat." Mm-hmm. And they were berating him for being wealthy and having money.
Yeah.
And asking him how he's going to help people. And he said, "I employ 220 people. How many people do you employ?"
Yeah. There's the question. 20 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hey, fans. Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com. Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From the X Factor last night, Willie Jones opens the show with Your Man.
Baby, we ain't got no place to go.
Someone after Jenner's house.
Yeah.
I don't know that I love this. The guy that originally sings the song has this awesome deep voice, but I don't know that this is it.
I can't believe how much it turned me on.
Oh.
Just to be your man.
Yeah, he's trying to get deep and he can't.
Boy.
Yeah, the judges seem to like him, though. I know what is turning me off about all these shows is the screaming crowds. I've been mentioning this week as we listen to a couple of these other programs. It's really annoying.
But this is their hometown crowd, don't forget.
I don't care. It's still annoying. All right, so we got this guy, Willie Jones. Next up, Calvin McMangle.
Terrible.
Attempts to sing something, but... the judges, well, let's listen to it. See what you think.
Oh, Dickie!
I remember.
In Lally, in California. Call me Holly.
Wow.
This stupid crowd cheering for him.
California, sweet land is made.
We need an idiot on stage. All right, go find me an idiot.
The judges sent him on his way. Here's Julia Bullock with you want to hear the end of that? The judge is talking about it, isn't it?
Brittany, I love you, honey. I love you, Brittany, beautiful.
Brittany, he loves you. Did you love him?
I'm scared I'm related to you or something.
Why is that there, Brittany?
I let you some know.
It's going to be a no today, buddy.
Demi?
Come on, baby.
Don't be no
today, buddy.
Demi?
I'll have to say it's a no. I'm sorry.
Okay, Kelvin, y'all go four no's.
All right. Next up on the X Factor last night, Julia Bullock with a song called Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah, Pumped Up Kicks.
Let's talk about this.
It's still getting airplay. It's a very popular song right now.
Is it? A pop song? Who does it?
Foster the people. Karaoke. This is terrible.
See, I don't mind this as much as the other.
Really?
This doesn't bother me.
Ugh.
Did they let her go through?
They're very impressed, they said.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay, Rich.
Mm. All right, let's see. Who's next? Jeffrey Gutt. From the X Factor last night.
When will I
see you again.
More wobbling, warbling.
You left with no
the style now.
Not a single
Richie,
word was said.
Let's play.
No fight.
Catch 21 on 17, which pretty much describes what I'm thinking about this whole thing. Lightning. Literally, lightning struck the arena. All the lights went out. The song stopped. You got Simon here.
What happened? Trucks go down.
We literally just got hit by lightning.
It wasn't just us who didn't like much.
God, he doesn't like the effort either.
That's funny. No, that's funny.
That was funny. All right, Simon and the judges and the contestants on The X Factor here on Good Day.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hey, fans. Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his two terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour on the Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. Some time for World Peace Day, which is today. It's also Dance Where You Are Day. So we have a little LSD in this half hour. Roberta Fasinelli.
I think they observe World Peace Day in Libya and Syria. And
I doubt it.
Pakistan.
I think they understand the concept.
Afghanistan.
At the moment. It's there are works in progress, Richie.
Yeah.
Just like all of us seem to be. Their progress, however, is a little bit slow. And one might argue they go backwards, but that's the way we think versus the way they think. They think they're moving ahead to get rid of the infidels, and their agenda is, at least some of them, want to get rid of all of us who don't believe in their way of thinking. And so it's tough. It really is. I'm telling you, communication, I'm sitting here pounding my head because what I said to you in the last half hour, in terms of communicating with people, people that you love, that you've grown up with, people that you work with, it's very difficult sometimes because everybody has their own spin or idea what words mean. And then, you know, you try to make people understand. Maybe communication should come with a thesaurus or a dictionary, one way or the other. We all have our own thing. It's back to truth versus fact. And those are hard things sometimes to reconcile. And I think when we think about peace and understanding and wanting to have it, it gets oversimplified. But maybe in a sense you can argue that it isn't difficult. Peace is a pretty simple conflict. A pretty simple concept. How about we eliminate conflict from our lives? Is that impossible to do because of the state of humanity? Is it very...
Well, because of humanity and you know, the fact that we've been given the ability to think for ourselves and everybody thinks differently, and because of those differences, this is why we don't have peace.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It is, isn't it? Huh?
But no, it's a great gift we've been given.
Yeah.
And do you want to give that back?
Mm-mm.
I mean, the way I see it is if we lived in this Shangri-La where there was
I'll take Shangri-La.
You think so?
Yep.
I think that we would be these mindless gnomes walking through life.
Might be.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Don't you think we're being encouraged, though, to not be peaceful? I mean, look at how much...
That's true.
Yeah.
...division is being...
I mean, again, go to the...
That's where it goes over the line, where it crosses the line.
I'm watching the nightly newscast last night, And every single star, I flip from, there's four stations doing news at the same time. I'm flipping back and forth, and it's all the
same garbage.
Right, this accident, this person's right. run over, that guy's right. dead, somebody else did something horrible to his or her.
Just once when you love to turn on the news and say.
And over again.
And leading us, breaking news. Bob Smith made it home okay.
Yeah, a cat was rescued from a tree by a fireman.
Instead of Bob Smith wrapped his car around a telephone pole and traffic is backed up for 30 miles.
Yep. So I think it's a hard fight. You're fighting against the tide.
They play it because we want it.
Yeah.
If we didn't want it, they wouldn't play it.
That's what they say anyway. So they say.
Then stop watching.
All right, that's what I did. I don't watch the news. I was just sort of thinking of it. My mind was in such a place. I'm reading a book. And I'll tell you more about it as I know a little bit more about it. I keep reading. I've never read a book like this. I keep reading the same things over again to make sure that I'm getting the right meaning. From what I'm reading.
That's exactly what you should do. I took this study course once, and they said if you're just reading through a book and you skip a word that you don't really truly understand the context in which it's being used, that your mind can't comprehend the rest of the chapter or even maybe the rest of the book. So that's a very great way to do it. Stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You check it out.
Yep. All right. So meanwhile, on the television side of things, before we get to our celebration of World Peace Day.
Which Dr. Seuss book was it again, Doug?
Green Eggs and Ham.
I want to try to read it myself.
good heavens. All right. So from DougStefan.com today, Jennifer, the story of Olympic gold medal gymnast Gabby Douglas, who's ready to start her acting career. She's going to guest star on an upcoming episode of Vampire Diaries. What do we know about Vampire Diaries?
Very popular show.
Really?
And it's very popular with the teeny bopper generation for sure. Maybe even the early 20-somethings.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, in fact, one of the stars, Ian Somerhalder, who used to be on Lost, he played Boone on Lost.
Right.
He was supposed to be on the air with us. And I went on to Twitter and tweeted about his appearance. And I have never gotten more response from a tweet ever in my life.
Really? Yeah. What? So tell us about it.
And he didn't even end up being on the show. Something happened and there was a scheduling problem. This show has a huge, passionate following.
Does it?
I mean, I couldn't believe it. One teeny little tweet that I made had probably 50, 60, 70
responses. So then why don't you put a tweet in about her? Apparently this show, the cast of the show, made a video in support of her after she discussed her love of this show. So now they're bringing her on the show. But that's very powerful stuff, as you've just related. It's very powerful stuff. Just pretty interesting. All right, anyway. So that's one item from the television world. I'm doing your work for you, and I don't want to do that. I'm just looking at the contestant on The X Factor, another story gleaned from DougStefan.com today. If you want to check out what's going on, may not be making all the headlines, but pretty interesting story. The X Factor, we just were talking about it a few minutes ago. The contestant wasn't happy when Simon got in, I guess all the judges got up and left during his audition. So he tried to steal some of the equipment on the stage. So there's a picture at DougStefan.com of him being picked up by the police. He said, devil worship them. His name is D'Angelo Wallace. They didn't like his performance. He decided to return the favor and walk out with the mic pack that he had on. You know, you get mics, that's what it's called. They have there's a mic that gets clipped to your shirt, and then the part that actually broadcasts it back to the reception area, that is to the control room, is a little, it's kind of the side of an iPhone, and it's on your belt. So he just walked out the door and got in his car, and
I'm headed down I-10. They can hear where he was.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, a lot of booze.
Reminds me of the Leslie Nielsen scene where he forgets he has the mic on and goes into the bathroom.
Yeah, right. That movie was so classic.
All right, so Jennifer, what other television news do you... By the way, the poll at DougStephan.com, which is your favorite musical reality show, The X Factor, American Idol, The Voice, I'm Waiting for Dancing with the Stars, what's that got to do... Well, I suppose that's a musical reality
show.
That's not singing. I don't watch any of these shows. That would be kind of my answer. At any rate, Jen, what else have we got cooking?
Well, in case you are not quite yet on overflow of the presidential race, you could actually, you have two opportunities to check out our lovely candidates. 60 Minutes this weekend, this Sunday, and don't forget the Emmys are on this Sunday as well. But 60 Minutes will feature separate interviews with both President Obama and our candidate, candidate Mitt Romney. How's that? They're going to talk about the economy, jobs, and health care. Also, Mitt Romney announced yesterday that he is going to go back on The View. He's going to bring his wife with him. He said he was caught when he didn't realize he was on camera. He was caught on camera talking about how it's a dangerous environment because the co-hosts on The View are all sharp-tongued. There's only one presumed conservative. And so Sherry Shepherd yesterday went on The View and said, if he can't handle four sharp-tongued women, how will he handle the country? But he'll be back on the program nonetheless.
It's therefore proving his point.
Exactly, right? Uh-huh. All right, now we're hearing a little more information about Kelsey Grammer and Piers Morgan. They are feuding right now. Kelsey Grammer was scheduled to appear on Piers Morgan's show this week and saw a picture of his ex-wife that Piers was going to use during his interview, got upset, and walked out. Piers took to Twitter and said, Kelsey Grammer was supposed to be on my show but ran out of the building. Well, now Grammer said that he needs to take responsibility for what he did to Kelsey because Piers told him that they wouldn't discuss the ex-wife, and at the last minute added her back in. And I think we saw him do that with Robert Blake as well, so I don't know about Piers Morgan.
He's a waste of time and energy. Yeah. Nobody watches the show because it's horrible. Why he's still there is it's a mystery.
Which is why he's trying to grasp at straws,
right,
and catch an aha moment, we got you, to get ratings.
Yeah. Very immature.
By lying to somebody.
Yeah.
Now, a survey came out this week called The Best in TV, and it's going to be part of ABC's 2020 that'll be aired around the Emmys this weekend. And the five finalists for the comedies, any guesses on what would have been on that list, the top five TV shows of all time?
Perry Mason's one of them.
MASH. You're talking about comedies?
Comedies, first for the comedies.
I Love
comedies.
Lucy.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
MASH.
I Love Lucy, MASH. Yep, let's see. So far you have one and two.
Okay. Happy Days? No.
No. Think a little more current.
More current.
Two and a Half Men.
Ooh, Seinfeld. All right, so five finalists. Yeah. Number one, yay, I Love Lucy. Number two, MASH. Three, Seinfeld. Number four, All in the Family, which I think should be there.
Yep.
And number five, Cheers. Also probably, arguably, could be there. Now, the dramas, this is where I have some issues, because I think some very big shows are missing. The top five dramas, any guesses?
I just said Perry Mason.
You did. No Perry Mason.
Really?
ER.
ER is number one. Very good, Rich.
Huh. Law and Order?
Nope. See, I think that could be arguably one on the list.
Yeah, it is.
Now, number one is ER. Number two is The Twilight Zone, which I could go with. Number three, The Sopranos. Eh.
Yeah.
Number four, The West Wing. Eh. Number five, Mad Men. I don't know. Where's Lost in 24? Well,
Where did this information
this
come from?
This was voted on. ABC News and People Magazine did this.
Yeah,
survey.
I saw Barbara Walters doing this the other night.
Best animated series was The Flintstones, which beat out The Simpsons, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Flintstones is classic. But The Simpsons, man, 20 years. 25 years. How do you beat that?
Jon Stewart and Bill O'Reilly are going to go head-to-head in a debate on October 6th.
They are.
The Rumble in the Air-Conditioned Auditorium is what it's called.
Which I think is a very funny name,
by the way. George Washington University Lisner Auditorium.
Oh, yeah. Just
screening.
Down the
$4.95 you pay for it. So they're doing this so they can both make a couple of bucks.
Yeah, and it's 90 absolutely. Minutes, and they're smart. They're being funny, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know.
They get along with one another.
That's
funny
good
because
there.
It is
O'Reilly,
good
yeah. O'Reilly promoted on a show, and he said, quote, in order to illuminate the vital issues in the upcoming presidential election, Stewart and I will debate man-to-man, eye-to-eye. Well, not really. He's a tiny guy.
Right. Hey, Bill O'Reilly's very tall, big guy. Stewart's short.
Yeah, yeah, big dude. He's 6'3", 6'2", something right. like that.
Talking about Perry Mason, this is the anniversary of the first Perry Mason television episode. This date, 1957, first Perry Mason, the novels that Earl Stanley Gardner created, Then it was a CBS radio series. The first Earl Stanley Gardner, Perry Mason books were written before World War II. Do you know that?
I did.
The idea for Perry Mason came to Earl Stanley Gardner when he was in college. In the 30s, he started creating it. His whole life was devoted to writing these books and made a great radio series. And then Perry Mason started on television, 1957, was on for 9 seasons, and then continued as Movies of the Week through 1984. So from 1957 to 1984, it was Perry Mason. That's why I'm amazed it's not on that list, Jennifer.
I know. My grandma had such a crush on him.
Right. He was great. I told you the story.
Where's Matlock?
The story of Perry Mason being picked. I mean, Perry Mason. Isn't it interesting how, like, James Arness became Matt Dillon?
Yeah, he was Perry Mason.
Right. So Raymond Burr became Perry Mason. Raymond Burr had been in a number of movies as a bad guy, heavy. He really played some vicious parts. And Earl Stanley Gardner and the producers from CBS were sitting in the back of an auditorium, and they brought in a string of actors, many of whom appeared actually in the series. Because the guy who played Hamilton Berger, the guy who played Lieutenant Trag, you remember him? Somebody or other. And the fellow who played his detective, whose name now I forget, Bill Hopper, I think that was his name. All of them auditioned for the role of Perry Mason. All of them came across the stage. When William Burr walked out on stage without saying a word, apparently Earl Stanley Gardner didn't know who was going to be in, and he didn't know many actors, but he looked at Burr and he said, "That's him, that's Perry Mason," and that's how he got the job.
You know he has a winery?
Perry Mason is not any longer...
No, I know. Raymond Burr has a winery. He did. Yeah. He and his partner had it together. Now his partner runs it.
Yeah.
And the wines are really, really good. They're up in Sonoma area.
I've heard that. He was. He had done quite a bit of interesting stuff.
A lot of the celebs getting into the wine business. That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, because wine is... It's people like wine, but she has
The Fred McMurray wines.
Yeah. And it's a great deal. If you have $10 million, you can make $1 million.
Jennifer Horn with Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen here on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
At
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Time to get away with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Is it worth spending money to buy air miles? Tom will discuss that. And also we'll talk about hotel satisfaction. If you've been traveling and staying in hotels, how do you think it is? Better or not so good? That discussion and other things regarding travel in just a moment here on Good Day.
Let's fade into the sun. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
All right, let's make travel information easy for you. First of all, Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, every week puts up special deals for Doug Steffen Good Day listeners. Check it out. Go to the contributors box at dougsteffen.com and just click on the picture that we have there of Tom. It'll bring you into what the special deals will be for this next week for those of you who want to travel and take advantage of Tom's largesse. Meanwhile, the question about buying air miles and what you get for them. Controversial. Tom thinks it's a sucker punch.
Sucker bet.
Sucker bet. No, sucker punch, sucker bet. Either or.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, no, here's why. Okay, most of us don't. I think if you want to upgrade it internationally, it may be worth it. Okay, if you want to buy that expensive business class airfare, because it can be $4,000 or $5,000. Okay, if you buy maybe a $1,200 ticket, and depends on the airline you're using. I think the airlines like to use miles, and they also charge you dollars. I think you should try to avoid those airlines. But But if it takes you 50,000 miles to upgrade times three, that's $1,500. Okay, and that's what the airlines usually charge for miles. And so you add $1,500 to maybe $1,000 ticket, it's $2,500 versus $4,000. There you save big bucks. But if you're flying, just think about flying a free ticket domestic, New York to L.A. or Boston to San Francisco, whatever. It's still minimum $25,000, if you can even get that in some cases. And if you spent 25,000 miles, or you bought 25,000 miles from most of the legacy airlines, it would cost you $750 in coach. And I can't think of too many places in the United States, if you buy in advance, you're going to pay $750. Okay, so I just think that part of it is but if you need a few miles, like 5,000, maybe you have 20,000, need 5,000, add up the math. If it's, you know, maybe you'll find it's okay. But lately I found that some airlines like Delta, United, they're all demanding double miles just to go even in the fall, you know, October. So,
double miles, what do you mean? For what?
Double the amount of points. You know, usually it's 25,000, but if you want to fly with us, you got to pay 50,000.
Why?
Because they aren't allowing the seats.
So,
and, you know, they've cut capacity across America. You know, they love to hang that carrot out in front of us. Delta's probably...
So they're not telling you the truth. Basically,
yeah, I mean,
they're not telling you the truth.
Yeah, it's like crazy. So I tell you one thing, though. If you are flying this holiday season, you're trying to use miles, you do have to use double miles, look at the business class or first class tickets wherever you're flying, because I know the other day we couldn't get stuff on United on somebody, and the 25,000-mile award was not available on coach. They had to pay 50,000 coach, but the same thing, first class, was the same 50,000, and it was available. And so you might as well fly first.
Might as well. All right, the satisfaction quotient. American hotel guests are not getting as much satisfaction. J.D. Power and Associates says, and that customer satisfaction in U.S. hotels is down significantly from last year. You agree with that?
I just know, compared to maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I've seen major improvements in the kind of beds they've got now. They're more, you know, the Westin came out with that sleepy bed or whatever.
Yeah, that's nice.
The hotels with the highest guest satisfaction in the survey, Ritz-Carlton, Embassy Suites Hotels, Hyatt Place, and Microtel Inns and Suites. In the budget category. All right, Tom Parsons, check out his bestfares.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.